AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Tennessee says lives were lost in shootings at two military facilities in Chattanooga. We are now getting word on how many lives were lost. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani is live at the Pentagon.
And a U.S. official now tells the AP four U.S. Marines are dead after the Tennessee attacks, with a soldier and a police officer wounded. The shootings happened at a pair of recruiting offices in Chattanooga, with witnesses describing a man pulling up in a car and opening fire, spraying dozens of bullets at the buildings. President Barack Obama has been briefed by his national security team. A White House spokesman says the president will continue getting updates as more details on these attacks come out. Ed.
That's the AP Sagar Magani live from the Pentagon. Keith Wheatley owns the building that houses the Navy Recruiting Center in Chattanooga.
The place was like something on TV. Furniture shot up, TVs, walls, bullet holes all in them.
President Obama talked to some nonviolent prisoners at a facility in Oklahoma today. He wants to change the sentencing guidelines for drug offenders in overcrowded prisons.
We have to reconsider whether 20-year, 30-year life sentences for nonviolent crimes is the best way for us to solve these problems.
The president was struck by how easily a young person with few resources could end up in prison. Dylan Roof's trial is scheduled to start in South Carolina less than a month from now, July 11, 2016. The man charged with killing nine people at Emmanuel AME Church appeared in court today. Federal authorities have not said whether they would pursue hate crime charges. Dustin Johnson holds the lead after round one of the British Open. Way back, four over par is Tiger Woods.
In order for me to get in there by Sunday, I'm going to have the conditions tough, and then obviously put together some really solid rounds.
It was Tiger Woods' worst score of 13 rounds as a pro at St. Andrews. The Dow was up 52 points. This is AP Radio News. There was some tension in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was meeting with Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond. Hammond told Netanyahu the world will enforce what Iran has agreed to in the nuclear agreement.
Our focus now will be on swift and full implementation of the agreement to make sure that a nuclear weapon remains beyond Iran's reach.
Netanyahu says the deal's failure to address Iran's call to annihilate Israel was perplexing. At the State Department, Secretary of State John Kerry told Saudi Arabia's foreign minister the United States will stand by its Arab allies.
We are committed to working together to push back against any extremist enterprises, including the activities of Iran in the region.
The foreign minister stopped short of endorsing the nuclear deal during today's meeting and said his country still has questions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.